finished the Kuntres and Yonash Oteres HaChassidus, and this final shiur will be like a Yisofa to the Kuntres. Today's Chof Kislev Tavshim Pei Beis, part of the Yimei of Rosh Hashanah Yom Arichtuhu, the Gula of the Alter Rebbe Or V'Chayes Nafshenu Nitin Lanu. So it's important to review the famous answer of Mashiach to the Baal Shem Tov and the story associated with that. So today we're going to be learning Keser Shem Tov, Ois Aleph. We've had previous shiurim on this Ois, but it's always a good review for those that learned it already, and for those which are hearing it for the first time, it's always fascinating as well. Keser Shem Tov is a likud of the Baal Shem Tov's Toiris, and the first one, it's a letter that the Baal Shem Tov wrote to Eretz Yisrael, to his brother-in-law of Gershon Kitever. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov writes. I'm going to translate as I read it. It was Rosh Hashanah in the year Tov Kuv Zayin. And I did Aliyas HaNeshama. I made my Neshama go to Shamayim. And what I saw then was amazing things, which I never saw such amazing things from when I'm alive and then when I understood in Godless Hashem. And what I saw and what I learned when I went up at that famous time, I cannot tell you, I can't even give it over in person. But on my way down, he says, I entered Gan Eden HaTachton. We know this, Gan Eden HaElyon. And there's Gan Eden HaTachton. So when I came down to Gan Eden HaTachton, I saw a bunch of neshamis, a bunch of souls, aside from those which are living, and aside from neshamis that already had passed on. Some I knew, and some I didn't know. So many neshamis. What were they doing? They were rotzi v'shuv. They were busy going back and forth. They were going back and forth. And they were going from world to world through the amud. The amud is the equivalent of what we know an elevator. If you have a high-rise or building, you have to go on an elevator to go from floor to floor. In Shemayim, they have an elevator. It's called the amud, where the neshamas go up and down to the different dargis, the different oilemis. And I saw these neshamas going up and down. And they were so excited. And I can't even explain it to you. You won't be able to understand it, says the Baal Shem Tov, the excitement. It was such a eis rotzen. It was such an amazing time in Shemayim that many Rishoyim, they did tshuva, and Hashem forgave their avedas. It was like a very, very special time. And I was shocked, says the Baal Shem Tov, how many people the Eibishter was mekabel their tshuva. In other words, it must be a really special time. You know, you have people, if you want to separate in Lahavdil, you have people that, they're normally very, very mesuder al pitam v'das, but then there's an eis rotzen, just in a giving mood, everything is good, there's such besimcha that all of a sudden it's breit. And so these Rishoyim, the Eibishter was mekabel their tshuva, and they were able also to go up on the elevator to the higher oilemis. So the Baal Shem Tov is watching this go on. And the neshamis came to the Baal Shem Tov, and they said, come on. You were blessed with abilities to understand and get lichkeit. You know these, you have a special neshama. Join us on our trip. We're going higher and higher. Oilem esel yoinim. So the Baal Shem Tov said that because I saw how excited that they were, I really, really, really wanted to go with them. Okay. Now, says the Baal Shem Tov, I saw that the Sitra Achra was very upset because such an Eis Rotzen and people are doing tshuva, the Sitra Achra doesn't like it. So what he did was, he unfortunately he was able to be poil, or try to be poil, that certain neshamis, they should die b'misois meshunois. Says the Baal Shem Tov, v'chstani plotzeis mesayati ma mishnamshi, I work so hard to be mevatel this gzeira. And therefore, I asked my teacher, Achi Ashiloini, that he should join me, because it's a big sakana to go up to Olam Yisrael Yoinim. Ki miyoy miyoysi alemodi lo elisi baliyas gdoilis kamoyu. Because since I'm the Baal Shem Tov, I've never gone on such heights. So it's very, very scary. You need to have somebody that's with you. He wanted the schus of Achi Ashiloini to help him. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Valisi Madrega Achar Madrega. I went up level after level until I came to the Heichel of Moshiach, where Moshiach is teaching Torah to all the Tanoim and the Tzadikim and the Shiva Royim, which you know are the Shiva Royim, Avram, Yitzchok, Dovid HaMelech, Mamash, all the people that Moshiach is teaching. V'sham re'isi simcha g'doyla ad me'oid. I saw a tremendous simcha, and I didn't know why they're so happy, says the Baal Shem Tov. I was wondering, why are people so happy? So he said, I realized, maybe they're happy because I passed away. Baal Shem Tov thought that maybe his neshama got disconnected from his guf completely, and therefore he passed away. When a tzaddik's neshama joins them in Shemayim, all the other neshamas are happy. So maybe, says the Baal Shem Tov, I thought I passed away. And the neshamas told me, don't worry, you didn't die yet. You're still alive down there. All the way down in Olam Hazeh, you're still alive. Why are you still alive? Because the Eibishter has a lot of hana when you do your avoda lamata. So the Eibishter is allowing you to continue to live. So says the Baal Shem Tov, I still do not know till today what was the big simcha in Shemayim at that time. What was this big simcha that was going on in the Heichel of Mashiach? I don't know. But the fact is that it was a big simcha in Shemayim. The Baal Shem Tov wanted to use this opportunity to ask Mashiach the famous Shaila. So I asked Mashiach, when are you coming? And he told me like this, this you have to know. When your learning will be mispasim and be revealed, v'yafutza ma'nasecha chutzal, will be spread your wellsprings outside, what I taught you and what you understood. And then he adds something which our Rabbeim said it's not a condition because it's included in Afatza Samayonis. A lot of people feel that it's a separate condition, but it's important to know this. The Baal Shem Tov, Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, Afatza Samayonis is not enough. The people that you spread the Torah to have to be able to do the same avoda that you do. If they can do the avoda like you, which is really the concept of that we have the koiches to do what the Rabbeim to do. But the Rebbe says, when you do afatza samayonis, you give yidin that koyach. Then all the klippis will be destroyed and it will be an eis rotzim v'yeshua. Says the Baal Shem Tov, I got very sad because I knew that Afotis Amayones could take a good couple hundred years. It's going to take time. Baal Shem Tov was just starting to spread Chassidus. And he's told that, you know when Mashiach is going to come? When it reaches the whole world. What that was. I had a big tsar on the Arichas HaGolos. When could that be? When could it be Afotis Amayonis Chutza? How is that going to be possible? It's going to take a long time. He says, but when I learned there, I learned special skulais and shemais, and I was able to figure out basically a special code in Shemayim, and I got calmed down, and I realized that maybe through this, even people which are not on my level can reach this level. And they'll be able to understand Alikus like me. But they did not give me the shus to reveal this. I actually wanted to teach you also these codes, says the Baal Shem Tov. But they didn't give me the shus. So now what? Says the Baal Shem Tov. But this I'm telling you. Listen to this. And this we could all take. Be'ez tfilas chav limudecha. Every time you daven, and every time you learn, and every word that comes out of your mouth, try to be mechaven to miyachad Hashem. You may not know what Shem is, but try to realize that you're having a big effect in Shamayim. Because in every single ois, there's oilemis and neshamis and alikus, and they connect with each other, and they're miyachad oisiyas with a yichud amiti belikus. And then your neshama will be nisanig with a simcha gdoyle ain't sure. Like the simchas as chosin vikala, lamata, so kol shkeim b'mayla al yoina. So at least that we can all do, that when we daven and we learn, a little bit more Ernstkeit when we speak, and we realize that every word we say is having a tremendous giloy in Shemayim. Uvavadai Hashem yiyeh be'ezcha, the Eibishta will be with you. B'cholot shetifana tifna tatzlich v'tasch, everywhere you go, the Eibishta will help you, you'll understand. Ten l'chocham v'yech kemoid, and Baal Shem Tov says, I can give you this. But here we see, what we can do is have extra kavon in our davening, in our learning, and work as hard as we can to be mefitz the mayones chutzah.